I mean, it's been a few years back in a final. How does it feel?
That's brilliant. I just explained to the Young Bucks there just to savour the next few hours, because like finals are hard to get by. We're playing for long enough, and just they don't come around too often. So just even the fact to get to the final, we'll worry about winning it in the next 2 weeks. But for today and for this evening, we'll just enjoy the fact that we're getting to the final.
Yeah, Eamon, you've been racking up the goals. I was down in Fulcara last week. It was one of the craziest games I've ever seen. But today again, three goals. You know, kept a clean sheet at the other end, and that was the platform for victory.
Yeah. Listen, it was. We kind of played the low there, and they went kind of defensive, and the tight field and all that kind of makes it hard to. So we're just trying to find out of ourselves, and then we got a wee bit of space. Ardaras set up differently and got a space in for goal then, and the same today, like McCool set up a certain way and they allowed a bit of space. And seems to be some teams are tend to push on and leave that space and take a risk, and some teams are still lying back. So it was just about trying to deal with whatever problem we came up against.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a serious experience backbone to the team today. McCool's there with a lot of young men on the pitch. I just felt there, particularly in the first half, and they took a while to settle in that. Yous were breaking through tackles. That wee bit of know-how, that wee bit of ability and experience, which is big in big championship games to get through. You seem to have it today, and you played your strengths in terms of sitting deep and breaking and being strong on the ball.
Yeah. Listen, that's the way, that's the plan. And you know, the likes of Neil and these boys, myself, are not going to beat just what pace anymore now. But it's just about trying to bring that experience. And I think it definitely told, especially in that first few minutes, you know, like, because our first 10-15 minutes, because these were coming off the crest of a wave, a big result against Glenswilly, and we just had to manage the game, and I think we managed it fairly well. And it kind of flipped then in the second half, where you know the older boys, likes to myself and Neil, got a bit tired and gave away the ball, so there was a double-edged sword to it too.
Yeah, but this evening back in the final, there'll be a big buzz about the parish. You'll have to get the body rested up and be ready to go. I'm sure you'll be an interested spectator tomorrow for Leif Connell and St. Unan's.
Definitely it'll be interesting, you know, between two, there's no point denying it, like, that they're the two top teams in the county at the minute, so it'll be interesting to see how they go at each other. They fairly tore pieces of themselves last day in the group games, so it'll be interesting. But listen, we've the foot in the final now, and we'll see what's on view tomorrow, and then we'll get down to planning what's over the next two weeks.